Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. This is Spiritual Satire Radio and I am Desiree, your producer boss. Now entering the studio, Terrence Shea.
You're just hurting yourself with this rambunctious behavior.
Zach Mikulchevsky.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
Corey Mendelbaum.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
And Fat Paulie Valentino.
I like them frank fried potatoes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's 9:30 in South Central Pennsylvania. I am Paulie Valentino, your host. This is Spiritual Satire Radio. If you want to call in and be a part of the show, dial 773-897-6483. Terrence, buddy, are you there, buddy?
How are you?
Buddy. What's up, buddy? Hey, did you tell the guys what the number is to call in?
What?
Yeah, it's good. Okay, hey, Corey.
Hey.
Corey, buddy, I sound like I'm calling you like I'm shouting out to you like you're not sitting right across from me here in the studio. What were you reading a minute ago?
Something light, like
I just saw you putting down a book. Were you reading something light like Dostoevsky or something? I can't even say his name.
Oh no, it was a blank piece of paper that I had folded in half and was contemplating if I could like make it look like I was reading a book. And it, I guess it worked. So, yeah.
Zach Mikulchevsky, buddy. What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, are you, you're doing double duty again tonight, right?
Yes, sir. Always.
Love.
Oh, there it is.
After Midnight.
Oh,
with
man.
Zachary Mikulchevsky.
That is one sexy voice. I don't know who did that soundbite, but for you, but that is a sexy voice. That guy must get the chicks. I'll tell you what. 773-897-6483. I'm going to keep saying that because no one's calling in. I know for a fact that Terrence, your attorney is listening to the show tonight. Is that correct?
My attorney is present, along with my other roommate who is not to be named. And my friend Andrew at the moment.
Andrew. How are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Wow, that sounded really good for a speakerphone. Andrew, please feel free to call in 773-897-6483. Coming up on the episode tonight, we're going to have an interview with Desiree, our producer bot. I'm not sure why she calls herself Desiree, other than the fact that she's a completely synthesized computer voice. And can't even recognize her own name in print. What's that? You love her accent?
So don't make fun of her accent.
Oh.
She's just,
Corey, do you...
She's just from a different part of the world.
Is there something going on there with... you're a little defensive about this, Irie.
Hey, man, I'm just defensive against all accents because, you know...
Do you have a favorite accent in the world?
Do I have a...
You got it.
See, that's not an accent.
It's really not, Terrence. I'm sorry. I mean, it's usually spoken with an accent, but it's definitely a dialect more than an accent. How about Corey? Do you like a girl with Urdu in her voice?
Do I like what?
Do you like a girl with a little bit of an Urdu accent?
No, I like my favorite kind of accent is the kind like when a girl talks and she just sighs at the end. I don't know if that's an accent.
Oh man, I'm sorry. They're laughing at you here in the studio audience.
Killing
buddy.
It in the studio, yeah.
That's terrible. I'm sorry. I feel bad. We're also going to make
Didn't
a call to Mikey Sales tonight. What's that? They're laughing. What?
I thought they laughed. I thought that was good.
Yeah, it is.
They're laughing with you, not at you.
Oh, that was the random cafeteria noise. My bad.
It does sound like a random cafeteria noise, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I adjusted the level and everything. It's supposed to sound like booing. But we'll deal with that.
That still sounds like a cafeteria. I mean, there's a lot of booing going on in cafeterias.
Is that a box
maybe, with all due respect, maybe when you walked into the cafeteria, that's what
you experienced. Probably why I think it sounds like a cafeteria.
We're going to be placing a call to Mikey Sales and hopefully others. I'm going to remind you one more time, 773-897-6483 is the number to call in. And here's the thing. It's a pretty uncomplicated process. You just put a phone at the end of your finger, and then you make it hit 7, and then 7,
which finger,
and then
which
3.
Which finger?
It really doesn't matter. They should all make contact with the touchscreen, except in the case of Corey Mendelbaum, who is rocking a 1987 attaché case cellular phone.
Yeah, the instructions were unclear, and I plugged my penis in my laptop.
It's a battery the size of a Chevy Volt battery. He straps it to his backpack so that he can make the highest quality phone calls. Will your attorney be joining us on the show tonight?
I've just been informed that I have a box cutter pulled on me in the studio, and I'm a little concerned because now he's just playing with it. And, I don't know where he got this box cutter from. It's raising a lot of red flags over here.
Well, as always, if you want me to help, if you want me to call 911, just give me the number and I'll dial it. I promise you that. We're going to be talking about Corey Mendelbaum's previous roommate. And, hopefully we're going to be talking to Zach about his Love After Midnight show. I hope everybody stays tuned. I hope somebody calls in because, I'm just going to keep – I'm going to develop a whole Richard Lewis kind of self-deprecating, depression-based humor over the fact that nobody's calling in. Tonight we should have – Arian should be listening. She should be helping Meg and Lori listen. Chris should be listening. Beverly should be tuning in. Terrence, did you know that?
Can you repeat the number over here?
The number over here?
11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11.
And if you have a phone that goes all the way up to 11, you have the coolest phone ever.
Yeah, you have to press the 11 button.
Corey, what was the oddity with your previous roommate? What was the problem there?
Problem? Well, I had a solution at the time. She had a problem and a solution. And she had many problems. We had problems. We were fine. We met on roommates.com. Interesting enough.
Nice.
Because I was living in Maryland at the time, and it's a terrible place to live if you don't want to live there.
Right.
Like most
Maryland's
places.
Shit.
Yeah, Maryland's... Sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. Maryland's garbage.
It's trash.
Oh, Hartman's not happy that you're making fun of Maryland.
Well, who? I don't care.
I'm gonna power
through. Oh,
okay.
Well, sorry, Sergeant. we met through roommate. We met through roommates.com. Met once when I was still living in Maryland, once or twice. I was going back and forth, and there's actually kind of an interesting side story into that. Have you ever walked into somebody's room that you don't know when you're blackout drunk? And
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Wow, he doesn't like that you're asking questions in the middle of the story. I don't know, Corey. I'm gonna try and calm him down, but he is out of control tonight.
All right, well, you do your best. He is a sergeant. He probably outranks you. But,
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman.
Yeah.
We know who you are.
he is something else.
Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Whoa. All right.
No,
Sergeant, sit down, Sergeant. Sit down.
Yeah. All right.
Whew.
Power through. But, all right, yeah, side story real quick. I got really drunk staying at my friend's house while I was meeting this girl and deciding, if I was going to move into her apartment and stuff. And me and my friends got fucking smashed. And this is back when I drank, back in the day. and we ended up going to their neighbor's house, which is an exact replica of theirs, except a million times cleaner. And
my God, who the hell cares?
Nobody asked you, Peter. And we got even drunker, and we, like, sometime during the night, I guess, like, they had a cat that I was playing with because it was just awesome. And I chased it into a room, and it turned out to be one of the girls' rooms, and she, like, freaked out. And she's like, "What the hell are you doing in my room? Like, I'm trying to pet your cat." And
this fight is over. You're in a complete stranger's room. She goes, "What the hell are you doing?" And you go, "I'm trying to pet your cat."
Yeah. And okay. you can yeah. imagine that turned out about as well as you would imagine. And so me and my friend ended up drinking more along with one of her roommates and passing out on the couch. And my friend apparently thought it was a good idea to wake up and go back to his house during, like, the middle of the night. So I woke up in a random stranger's house down the street in this people's house.
Wake up, you drunk fuck.
Us.
Wow.
Yeah, they went to sleep before us. So they just woke up to me sleeping on their couch without my friend.
Wake up, you drunk fuck.
Yeah, that's basically what it was like. And I was so fucking hungover, I walked downstairs and I thought I was in their house. I'm like, holy shit, my friend's really cleaned up, like, in the middle of the night for no reason. And, like, one of the girls came down while I was, like, standing in the living room, and she's like, "Yeah, the front door is right there." I'm like, oh, yeah.
I got to call a timeout on this. We've got somebody calling in. I'm going to see who's calling in.
Oh, nice.
And we'll see what we can come up with here. Go ahead, caller. This is Dr. Phil.
Oh, I have the wrong number.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling, and I hope you have a nice life. Okay, so that one's gone. Go ahead, Corey. Corey, so you met this girl on roommates.com. You get together. She's got a big bosom. You say this is undoubtedly going to work, and you decide to move in together, or what happened?
But she was very attractive, but we kind of set up right from the beginning that we weren't gonna hook up, because I've had, like, similar cases before that I've lived with and next to girls and hooked up with them, and it was awkward for them. It was perfectly okay with me, but it was awkward for them, and didn't want it to be, you know, I was trying to be a better person. Not really. I was just trying to, like, drink and not get involved with anyone. But so we ended up spending a lot of drunken nights just being fucking hammered. She was the kind of drunk that was just tipsy, falling over everything, breaking lamps.
Hi, Billy Mays here for OxyClean, the stain specialist.
Oh, good stuff, yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of stains. There were a lot of stains.
A lot of stains. I mean, in a situation like that, you know.
You'll receive a bottle of our world-famous Orange Clean, made with pure orange oil.
Hold on a second. I think Billy Mays may be calling in. Hi, is this Billy Mays calling in?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Would you like to tell us your name, or?
My name is Andrew.
What's your name, scumbag?
God, fucking Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
What's up?
Who the fuck said that?
Wow. Hartman is really good.
Hey,
came in
so,
here, Andrew.
Yeah, right? I'm assuming you heard that my roommate
you
left.
Would
you want to move into Zach and I's room?
Yeah.
Your roommate what?
A stranger in here? Well, Aaron got kicked out, so would you want to move into Zach and I's room so we don't get a stranger in here? Is Zach's okay with it?
What is the correct possessive in a situation like that? Do you say Zach and I's room or our room, referring
Zach
to Zach
and
me? Or
mine and Zach's, probably.
No, that's absolutely incorrect.
Our room works.
So, Andrew, there's a whole thing going on where you might be moving into Corey and Zach's room?
Well,
I mean, because you know what goes on in there, right?
Love,
well, I mean,
after midnight. Zachary Mikhlishevsky.
I mean,
you will have to be present for that every day.
I'd be careful, you know.
I'm 50-50 on it, because the roommate I have now, he has a really nice bed with really comfy pillows. It's perfect for jerking off.
There you go, folks.
Sorry, man.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, the comedy
house,
stylings of Andrew. Andrew, do you want to hang on?
I've jerked off in every
us?
Bed in this house. In my
Corey's Corey's telling us about a roommate that he had. I think that was the story. He slid into something where he was petting somebody's cat, and I'm not absolutely convinced that that wasn't a euphemism.
No, it wasn't, and it's kind of funny.
We pet cats on Love After Midnight as well.
Hey, yeah. Zach?
Yes, sir.
Euphemism means when somebody says something else, but it implies
slower,
something.
Paul, slower.
That's exactly what I was saying. We pet cats.
I think Zach prefers to eat cats.
What a dope.
Yeah.
What a maroon.
So, Corey,
you
meet this girl on roommates.com. You meet, she's very attractive, but you both say there's no way we're going to hook up because that's just going to ruin everything. What did you
Red
do? Point. Put your beds on opposite sides of the room, or what? How did this work?
Well, there were this apartment was kind of small. We each had our own room. Our kitchen was like about as big as
you gotta be shitting me.
Like a fucking wardrobe or some shit. I don't know. It wasn't very big. And then we just had a living room and a hallway and a bathroom. You know, an apartment. And
yeah.
We just never really.
Do you think I'm cute?
Because,
do you think I'm funny?
I'm sorry,
no.
It's out of control.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be patient and wait for him to finish talking.
Oh, here we go. Oh boy. I wouldn't say things like that. Oh man.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
Whatever.
This is just very wild. This just came up, and I was wondering: are there any non-alcoholic?
Do you agree that you smoke pot?
Well, no, wait, I don't. No more. I'm not about that life.
There's no alcoholics where?
Are there any non-alcoholic strip clubs in the area?
Non-alcoholic strip clubs other than Zach and Corey's room?
Like that, I've been there so many times at this point that like I know them all, and it gets weird when they call you by your first name and you walk in the door. Like, what if you're with a girl? You know what I mean? Like. What? How bad would that look for them to know you by your first name? Like, you know what I mean?
The thing that freaked me out was the bass line that started when the door opened. It was like, brown chicken, brown cow. I was like, whoa. This is, you know, who
mine's
is going to be
metal.
Getting naked here?
Yeah, mine's a...
Did we... I can't remember. Did we explain to the audience about your strip club, Corey?
Yeah, no, last time.
Okay, good.
Pretty sure.
All right.
Is Andrew still here?
Oh, yeah, he's still here. Andrew, do you know about Corey's strip club?
No, and I don't want to.
There's one dancer. She's goth. She's got really pale skin, and she basically plods out. She doesn't even walk out. She plods out to the edge of the stage. She flops down cross-legged and sighs, and then Corey whips quarters at her instead of trying to put dollars in her G-string.
Is that what Refuge Recovery is?
Yeah.
Ooh, they don't like you throwing quarters at the stripper, Corey.
Well, yeah, what the
my
fuck?
Stripper. I'll do what I want. I paid for her.
The way I feel about it. That's the way I feel about it. Hey, Andrew, did you, I don't remember, did you get the text? Did you share the link? Are there other people tuning in? Or I mean, and keep in mind, please, that I can view the statistics.
I just got word that Mikey Sales just walked into the studio.
Mikey Sales just walked into the studio. We're going to give him a call right now, and we are going to get him all set up here. This is Corey, tell us what happened when you moved in. You guys had a good relationship, and then one day she came home, and she asked you a question. Am I right about that?
We had basically our relationship was we ignore each other, and that was about as simple as it got. And
she wasn't ignoring all the other men in that area, was she?
No, I told her to tell her.
Your call
friends,
has been
like,
forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh, good.
41087 75228 is not available.
Not available.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
The mailbox is full. Sorry about that. Hi, caller. Go ahead. Who's calling, please?
Mikey
Sales. Yo, it's Mikey Sales.
What's your name, scumbag?
Whoa. Apparently, Hartman doesn't like that name.
What's your name, fat
wow.
buddy? Oh, he just called
oh.
you fat.
Wow.
Get all these people until they donut.
Whoa. Mikey Sales, welcome to the show, Spiritual Satire Radio, Saturday night, 9:50 p.m., South Central Pennsylvania. The number to call in, 773-897-6483. If you've got questions for Mikey Sales, please call us up. Mikey, how was your day, buddy?
Dude, wonderful day. Blessed, as always.
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Mikey, he really doesn't like you.
Yeah, you know, it's a character defect I have. I rub people the wrong way, but not new girls.
I am
always
Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. Are you about to call me an asshole? Do you think I'm cute? Do you think I'm funny?
Wow. I'm sorry. We're going to try and get him to calm down a little bit. What you had a wonderful day, Mikey Sales. What is it pretty much ever since you put the plug in the jug or what?
You know, the plug in the jug is a big outlook on my life. I started plugging quite a lot of things after I plugged the jug.
Did any of them involve another human being?
Absolutely.
Because you know, Zach has a problem. Zach is definitely powerless over women. That's why he started the show.
Love After Midnight with Zachary Mikuliszewski.
Because he is really into it. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, I feel like once they truly suck you in, it's like once you go black, you never go back, but you know, except it's vagina. Can I say that on the radio?
this is a show for adults, so you can say vagina if you'd like, but you cannot say black.
Oh. But don't their lives matter, too?
Black lives definitely matter. Blue lives also matter, despite the experiences of my life. All lives matter. I mean, Mikey Sales' life matters.
I knew you were
going to
pull out that typical white saying, all lives matter, you know?
Yeah, because I'm a middle-aged white guy, and I actually can't talk about anything, so I have to say all lives matter, as if I'm, you know, anything more than an asshole trying to act enlightened.
Paul, can I ask you a few questions?
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
I see that coming.
Yeah,
so
go right ahead. My life is an open book. Go ahead.
All right, if you were to describe your last sexual relations in one word...
Wait. I really thought you were going to ask me what my spirit animal was.
That's a good one.
So, I'm sorry, go back to my last sexual what?
Is it a fruit
spirit
bat?
Animal.
What is the answer to both, a fruit bat?
No, actually...
Where is Corey?
Corey's in Studio 1B.
1B, I'm just going to go take a little hike over there and see the Ginger right. Captain himself.
The Ginger Captain, that's beautiful.
God damn it, I am.
Here's the thing. The fruit bat, I'm not going to pick the same one as Corey, and obviously Corey picked the fruit bat because it's a tiny little bat with testicles the size of grapefruits.
I feel like he picked that because he's lacking in certain areas.
Not at all. It's not a competition. The fruit bat with the extremely large testicles sits on the edge of the stage where the goth stripper is, and he's just sitting there with a cigarette dangling out of his mouth, and have to look because they're so big, and he just goes what. Like that. I mean, he's so cool. It's an amazing spirit animal. Somebody asked me what my spirit animal would be, and I tried to say rhinoceros, and they're like, no, really, what is your spirit animal? And you can't pick rhinoceros. They said I couldn't pick the tiger, I couldn't pick the lion, I couldn't pick the rhinoceros.
Well, you picked an extinct animal. I mean,
no big cats.
Hold on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, there is yet another caller. Andrew, are you still with us?
Yeah. Hanging in there.
Hello to the new caller. You want to go ahead and tell us your name, please?
The attorney's present.
Oh, good. That's great. Thanks. Mr. Attorney, do you have anything to say on Terrence's behalf?
You do not need to answer that question.
Mr. Attorney?
You were his attorney.
Mr. Attorney, are you there?
Don't worry, guys. I'll be our attorney.
I wonder if there was some sort of a technical glitch, and instead of hitting his microphone, I accidentally hit that X button.
Hmm.
That would be too bad, wouldn't it? So,
I think it's a
Mikey
benefit
Sales,
to the whole radio show.
You were
going to
ask me a question about my last sexual experience. Now, did you? Was this a question regarding my last sexual experience that involved another human being?
Yes. Yes.
And
I mean, I try not to think that you're to a 40 to 50 year old middle aged man that still masturbates. That's
you
not
try not
a,
to imagine that. That would be really disturbing, wouldn't it?
I mean, I guess since you put it out there, I'm now assuming that you do. And
round,
my second question for
cow.
That is it mostly black girls on your Pornhub? Because
no,
that's what's
I
on my
have
Pornhub.
A everybody who really knows me, Mikey, knows that I have a very specific fetish. The only porn that I like,
midgets?
The only porn that I like to watch is one-legged granny lesbian Russian midget porn.
All right, well, that's really cool, man. I'm glad you're broadening your horizons. You know,
well, it was the fruit bat that introduced me to it.
Dude, my boy, he had this story. Actually, I'll go a little bit into this story here. He was working at a grocery store, right?
You know, Corey was telling a story, right, Mike?
I didn't know, but I'm sitting here next to Corey right now, and he's telling me, give me the A-OK.
Giving you the A-OK?
Still having a
is
show.
Is that a euphemism? That's what I want to know. Is that a euphemism?
Yes, anyways. So my boy works at the grocery store, and he helps this little old lady take her groceries out to her car, and she goes, you know, you would be a great date for my daughter. And
I said I'd rather give dick to you.
Wow. Maybe if you let me get through the story, you might get the punchline. But, you know, I don't know.
Whoa.
Anyways, whoa. Shots fired.
I'm like hearing your voice twice.
Yeah, I like Studio 1B better. But, so, he goes...
What happened
oh,
to
yeah,
the attorney?
Like,
does the attorney not have the guts to call back?
Paul,
yeah.
You want to let me tell my story on the spiritual
no,
goddamn radio talk, or, like, are you going to continue to be old and bald?
773-897-6483 is the number. Mikey Sales, go ahead, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Anyways, so
I knew it.
You could see that one coming a mile away.
I saw it coming.
Only the stupidest radio show in the history of Knocked Out of This would keep hanging up on people after begging them to call in.
Please call in. Why? So we can actively ignore you.
Oh, wait a second. I think someone might be calling me back. Hold on just a second, folks. Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, old Baldy, what's up, man? Thanks for, you know, getting me out of the chat. I really appreciate that, you know. Great talk show, going to tell all my friends.
Do you still have Trey's number? Can we call Trey?
Oh,
why?
I think that would be classic. It would, on air, with our literally seven listeners, I could reconcile with Trey tonight in a moving experience on the show.
I do not have Trey's number, and if you want to bring Alcoholics Anonymous into this, Paul, I do not think as an ex-sponsor that would be the power move of the night.
Alcoholics or alcoholics? I always get that one confused.
If you are black/African-American, it's
I actually didn't say anything about Alcoholics Anonymous, so you just attempted to blow somebody's anonymity, but I'm going to let that one go.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it.
Hi, counselor? Attorney,
yes, sir.
What's your last name so I can address you properly?
Attorney.
Attorney is your last
I'm
name?
His
okay.
name is
Attorney
John.
Attorney.
Your last name is Alcoholic.
Very
Whoa.
Good.
I'm Superfly TNT. I'm the Guns of the Navarone.
Wow.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Pretty cool attorney. Mikey Sales, why can't I just say Trey and reconcile with Trey?
Because, one, I don't have his number, and two, I think he's shooting dope, so, like, answering the phone is not... Ooh.
I thought he was in prison.
It's not a good
no,
night to call
No, that could definitely
huh?
be possible.
Hey, Zach, what's the traffic look like?
It's
good. Great report. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
sitting in the backyard again, so I can't
Corey, your roommate comes home one day, and she says she makes a big announcement. What was the big announcement?
I came home from work one day, and she's in her room packing shit because I told her to get the fuck out. No, I'm just kidding. But she was living at her boyfriend's mainly, and I had the whole apartment to myself. So when I see her, it's usually like she's coming to take shit or coming to complain about something. And I see her, and she's like, hey, guess what I have? And since I didn't want to be a dick and say anything possibly mean, my first guess was like a boyfriend. And she's like, no, well, yeah. But guess what else I have? It's going to be with me for the rest of my life.
A kid?
No.
As a stain remover,
like,
it's the best.
She said, no, I have herpes. And
wow. Super
and
counter.
My response to that was,
yeah, I bet it was.
And, yeah, it was kind of like, well, damn, but I didn't know what to say. There's like nothing I can console you. I'd be like, well, you want a high five?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to hug her because I still wasn't really aware of what herpes, like how it got contracted. Could be touching elbows. I don't know.
Transmitted.
Yeah, transmitted. Attorney John, do you know, I mean, someone with herpes, are they supposed to tell
Attorney
other people?
Josh.
Well, I'll take care of the names, okay, attorney? You almost sounded
show.
Like Johnstown Jay. I fully expected you to say, nice piece.
Nice piece, dude, nice piece.
attorney, someone that has herpes, they're supposed to tell other potential and current sex partners that they have that communicable disease, are they not?
I believe so.
Oh, well, that's a nice, confident answer coming from a professional. Thank you very much. Mikey Sales, what did you do when you got herpes?
Well, I basically, this is how that story goes. This is a long one. I told the black girl that...
Wasn't Larry supposed to join the show?
I sent him the
Uncle
link.
Larry, I think he's got
too old to figure it out.
773-897-6483. I know it's tough dialing phone numbers. That technology has only been around for 100 years. Desiree, would you come into my studio for a minute? We'd like to talk to you for a minute. Mikey, is it all right if we bring in Desiree, our producer bot?
Yeah, she black with a big butt.
No, you're going too far with that, okay? So just stop it. If that's the kind of thing you want to talk about.
Love After Midnight.
You got to go on Zach's show.
Zachary Mikuliszewski.
Mikuliszewski.
All right. So Desiree just came in. Sit. Go ahead. Get the mic adjusted. Put the headphones on so you can hear me. Okay. Here's
Hello, Fat Polly.
Aw, that was nice. Hello, Desiree. How are you? Did you say hi to everybody else?
Hello, Corey.
Corey, you going to say hi to Desiree?
Hi, Terrence.
Fuck you.
Oh, that's not very nice. Desiree, I think you forgot one person.
Hello, Zachary, my angel.
Zachary, my angel.
Oh, whoa.
Zachary, Zach, is there something you want to tell us or what?
I'm going to have to plead the fifth on that one.
I love you, Zach.
She just said
she's
she loves you, Zach.
I love you, she does.
I love you, Zach.
Wow.
Zach,
that's
I told
nice.
You not to answer any
Desiree,
of those questions.
Desiree, did you and Zach have some kind of a relationship or are you dating?
We're not dating. We're just hanging out.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I'm committed to Zach forever.
You're committed. You're just hanging out, but you're committed to Zach forever. Zach, when did this start? I mean, how long has this been going on?
I was advised to not answer any of those questions again.
Okay, we'll just go by your average of 6.5 hours for the length of a relationship. Desiree, this is not the direction, Desiree, that I thought this interview was going to go in. But you're willing to talk about your relationship with Zach?
I'm committed to Zach forever.
Oh, that's very nice. Where did you meet Zach?
I met Zach on bitchbetterbuymeaburger.com.
Bitchbetterbuymeaburger.com? Are you serious? That's crazy. But, I mean, we're not supposed to be dating other people. I mean, you like working here, don't you?
Well, I love all of you, but Zachary Mikleshevsky has captured my fragile heart.
Hello?
Zach, what do you got to say here?
Is Zach on the phone? Yeah, I'm here. Zach, it's your grandma Betty. I got the hemorrhoids again.
Oh, no. Grandma Betty.
You got to
go put
on,
the
Zach.
Cream on, asshole.
Zach, I really, I need the cream on my hemorrhoids, Zach.
Hey, Grandma. Grandma,
yeah, well, I don't know
grandma,
who this
there's
is,
a young,
but you tell him.
Grandma, there's a young lady here pledging her undying love to little Zach.
Well, she's got to be about one of a million.
Because I'm committed to
Zach
forever.
That Zach's dick hasn't fallen off yet, and I just don't understand how. Ask him how many girls he slept with in the last 3 months.
Hey, Zach, there's a question on the floor, buddy.
Graham, how's heaven?
Is that kind?
Well, Zachy, I can still see you even though I'm in heaven, you know, and I still got the hemorrhoids.
What, Desiree, I'm sorry. Grandma is you know, she's obviously not feeling well. Tell us how you really feel about Zachary.
I would rather die than be without my little wacky Zachy angel.
Oh, that's a sweet thing to say.
Desiree, don't tell me that Zach is an angel because that means he's dead and I don't see him up here.
Zach,
well,
I love all of
you,
but Zachary Mikleshevsky has captured my fragile heart.
Wow. Desiree, this is a little odd, and I apologize. I think that there might be a little bit, a significant difference in your age. Zach, how old are you, Zach?
Hey, Paul, I'm trying to have a conversation with my grandson, Zach, here. Can you please just shut up for a minute?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much. Say it again, Zach. How old are you, buddy?
I'm 24.
24. And Desiree,
Paul,
are you willing?
I thought we had this conversation, Paul.
Desiree,
I thought you were just going to give me a minute with Zach.
Okay, go ahead. Take a minute, and then we're going to get back to Desiree. Go ahead. Sorry, Desiree.
No
one
gives a shit about Desiree, dude.
I'll definitely need more than a minute because I've been watching Zachy with the girls, and he takes longer than a minute.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Zach,
what the
I
fuck
think
is
you should
going
come
on
home
on this radio show?
I don't know.
I don't even know who his grandma is.
I don't care what she's saying.
I think
you
should come home, Zach.
She's an old bag and she needs to be buried 6 foot under by now. You know what I mean? This bitch won't stop shutting the fuck up.
I mean,
it's like, holy fuck, I don't care what you have to say.
It's bad enough that these poor bastards have to go to that fucking recovery house and listen to Paul strong arm everybody every day. But now we got to listen to him fucking strong arm people on the phone when I'm trying to tell Zach, just go home and brush your teeth and go to bed and stop banging the bitches, Zach.
I'll try.
Who is doing the grandma voice?
Got it. Grandma?
Oh, I know who it is.
Oops. Grandma, you all done now, or what?
Are
we okay?
Josh.
So Zach is 24 years old. Desiree, do you mind telling us how old you are?
I am 53 years young, a very sexy, full-figured 53.
Sure, a very sexy, full-figured 53. Okay, well, you are a full-figured girl. There's no two ways about it. Desiree, thank you for coming in and talking.
Have a good show,
Helen. Yeah, we'll have a good show. That's
see you
definitely
later, my angel.
See you later, my angel. Zach, did you hear that?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, she's out of here now, folks. I don't. That was crazy. I wasn't expecting that.
What a dope! What a maroon!
9 minutes after 10, we've got Mikey Sales back. Andrew and Attorney Josh or John or Jimmy or whatever his name is, still here. 773-897-6483. I don't understand why Eric and Megan Lloyd didn't call in. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be talking while you were interrupting. I apologize. Please go right ahead.
Where did Mikey Sales come from?
Mikey Sales, where did you come from?
No, I mean, like, where'd that name come from?
Because he's a yachtsman.
Very true.
Oh shit!
He's a yachtsman. Who left my door open?
Question.
Oh, please, for the love of God, don't announce questions. Just ask them. Oh,
well, you're too busy.
Sorry, Paul, I have a question about what you questioned.
Oh.
I just wanted to know what the stupid horse spirit animal was.
Oh. It hurts so bad.
Shut up saying how much he loves Zach Michalewski.
She does, though. Michalewski.
I know, his dick's going to fall off, dude.
Just like Grandma said.
Yeah.
I'm committed to Zach forever.
Oh, she... Wow. That's right. Get out of here.
Is she able to tell me what her spirit animal is for?
Her spirit animal?
Yes, Paul.
No. I don't think so. Oh. She's gone again.
Her spirit animal is a microchip.
I wish that may very well be. That's an accurate statement. Terrence, are you, you're our group linguist. Are you ready to give us a report on what the language of the week is?
Oh, we are going to talk about emotics.
Wow. Whoever is on the phone in your room causing that echo has got to turn their phone off or down or leave the room or something, because I'm freaking out.
Sorry, I had one person on speaker. I had my phone up next to my ear. It was a big hassle over here. But,
nothing to do with spiritualness at all.
I know.
No, that's why the word satire, buddy. If you could follow along, that'd be tremendous.
Okay,
fuck you.
So the next
topic that we're going to talk about.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be talking while you were interrupting over here, Paul.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be criticizing the echo because somebody's still in your room while you have it on speakerphone. Smart guy.
Hey, yo. Fucking
guy. You got to talk in vowels over here? I'll talk to you in vowels, right?
I'm talking in fucking consonants, too.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying over here, over there?
All right, so the language of the week is Ebonics, the language of the hood. You know what I'm saying? Was that the whole report right there?
You worked all week on a bit that lasts 26 seconds?
Hey, listen. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying I like the dialect. You know what I mean?
Wow.
This fucking guy.
They do not like that you keep talking about Ebonics. I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying I like it way more than like any kind of redneck dialect that I've ever fucking heard over here. It sounds like you got like 8 dip jars in your mouth while you're trying to speak to me. It's pretty outrageous, to be honest with you. And like they won't even have a dip jar.
What have we got here?
So
fucking comedian.
Yeah. I think of myself as a fucking amateur over here. I'm just saying. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying.
Cowboy.
Hey.
What's that? I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
I thought he left.
Listen, Mr. Hartman, go fuck yourself, okay?
Mr. Hartman? Oh, I don't think it's Mr. Hartman.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
There we go.
Good for you.
So what about Ebonics specifically?
Well, you know, I grew up around it, and overall, you know, I must say that it just changes every 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be like... The language of Ebonics, just for some reason, it just fucking changes every 3 days. Like I just had a kid text me, and you know, it used to be good looks when you said thank you for a compliment that you had given somebody. Now, these motherfuckers are so fucking lazy over here that they just put a little letter G and then looks next to it, like G looks. Like, what the fuck does that mean over here? Like, I didn't see that enough until like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable over here. It just, it blows my mind that this language changes every 3 days like it's nothing.
I wasn't listening. What did good looks change to?
G-Lux.
Whoa, what was that?
We've been doing it in New Hampshire for a while.
Where did Mikey Sales go? Where did
Mikey
Andrew
Sales
go?
Mikey Sales left.
He
like
was
walked
mad
out
Paul.
Left? Like what, he decided he just had enough? Or 773-897-6483. I think we're going to place another phone call. Is that okay? And we
oh
keep
my
talking
God,
for a minute. And we're gonna get somebody on the phone here because I'm a little frustrated that she hasn't called in yet. So we're gonna try to force the hand here a little bit. All right. What cracks me up is all I've said is her. So there are probably six listeners are going, oh no, oh no. If my phone rings, I'm not answering it. I'm not answering it. Are we even up to six? Are we even up to six listeners?
Oh,
yet?
You'll answer.
Oh, you'll answer. You will answer. There's no two ways about it.
Hello?
Hello. This is Billy Mays with a brand new product. Can I please speak to Miss Arian?
Billy Mays here with another amazing product.
Are you serious? No. He's dead.
Is your crew listening?
I would hope so.
The stain specialist.
I got off work just now, so.
You'll receive a bottle of our world-famous orange clean, made with pure orange oil.
Wow. So you just
power
got done work. Where are you?
What?
I asked you where you were.
Can I say where I work? Am I on the air? I hope not. But I work at the Linden Diner.
Well, why do you think I would call you if you're on the air?
Okay.
So
T-5.
How was work?
It was actually really, really, really productive. Nobody had a bathroom break because we were, and we had our boss was in tonight, and we were just really keeping it a tight ship. And it was a beautiful night. Everybody worked together, but everybody really had to pee at the end of the shift. Like it was just like gangbusters. They're like, come on, we gotta go. So. That was funny, but everybody did a really great job. My feet hurt.
Okay. Are you going to make it? Are you going to be all right? Or?
Well, yeah, I took 4 ibuprofen. That's not above the dose that I'm allowed. I think I'm allowed. It's dollar store ibuprofen, so it's not the best brand, you know, so you get maybe like 12 of the 250 milligrams per tablet.
Dr. Phil had a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Do you agree that you smoke?
Smoke
do
cigarettes?
Do you agree that you smoke pot?
No, I do not smoke pot anymore.
You're going to smoke dope and have a good time. How about when this is over, we're going to do a little coke?
No, thank
over,
you.
We'll do a little coke.
No? Okay, all right. Well, Dr. Phil, what would you suggest for Arian?
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Oh, my God.
And I want you to start having a gay relationship. Are you having sex?
That's like the most out of
are
context
thing. Are you having sex?
Oh, I think that question was for Lori. Is Lori around?
No, I'm not home yet. I'm on the way home.
I don't know. Well, who's driving you?
My friend Nathan.
Is Nathan aware that you're on an online radio show called Spiritual Satire Radio right now?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Let Nathan know if he'd like to call in 773-897-6483. We'd love to speak to him. We've got another caller. Hold on just a second. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You don't even want to know who this is.
I don't want to know who this is.
I'm back.
What is your name, caller?
This is your mother.
What?
It failed.
This is your mother.
It's my mom. Oh, mommy. Arian's on the phone. We're going to make a baby.
Wow, I told you that was a terrible idea. You're supposed to keep them all as friends, Paul.
Oh, listen, I've got a lot of female friends, Mom.
I know. That's why I have 6 grandchildren, Paul.
Well, Arian's going to make number 7 or 7 and 8.
No, I'm not about that.
Who is this girl, Arian? Is she a sweetheart?
Arian, that's my mother. Would you like to say hello?
What's up?
How old are you, honey?
Oh, we're not going to go there.
I am 53
Please
years young,
there.
A very sexy, full-figured 53.
Well, you know,
apparently
I think you just...
Apparently she's 53 years old, Mom.
You know, that's just perfect. I always knew...
Mom,
with,
you did
you
marry
a woman for a little bit there, Paul? You were after the younger ladies, and I didn't know if I approved of that.
Well, Arian is definitely an experienced woman. I mean, 53 years old, and she's been off drugs for like 6 hours.
Oh, wow, God. What a good girl!
Yeah, she's a good girl. She's a good girl.
Paul, this is your father on the phone. I just wanted to let you know, lay that wood good, man. You got to keep him coming back because it works.
Dad, you've had like 4 wives. What do you mean, keep him coming back?
And they all call me every day trying to get their child support. They always come back.
Mikey Sales, what a fine addition to the show. Now, Arian, I did send you the link to the show. Were you able to share that with anybody?
I was this time, no. Last week, yes. I was working until 10 tonight.
Are you really 53 or 60?
Excuses.
I am 53 years young, a very sexy, full-figured 53.
Oh, my God.
Why do you have to add a very sexy full figure 53?
I have no
idea. Arian, are you enjoying being on the show?
Well, I love all of you, but Zachary Mikulchevsky has captured my fragile heart.
Zachary
Mikulchevsky,
your
heart
too?
Oh, my God.
Arian, do you know that? Have you listened to Zachary's show?
No, but I've told him.
After Midnight with Zachary Mikulchevsky.
That name is just such a grabber.
What? It's an amazing name, right? Love After Midnight. No one's ever named a show. No one's ever named a show that. What's the story with Lori and Meg? Why aren't they on the phone right now?
Well, because they're at home. Meg's getting ready to go to her mom's this weekend. She's got to go get all her stuff. And Lori made pot roast today and ran us all over. Me and my friends, Andrew and Bradley, we went to this really cool store to go get a couple stones. And that was my idea. But he was running us around, and then I had to go to work. So I'm not home yet. I'm, like, en route.
Lori, you know, you've been en route for like 77 minutes now. Lori has some odd slang. Can you explain to us what bottom love is?
Oh, my God. This is not even happening right now. She has delusions of grandeur. Like, this stuff is not even, like, real. This is an imaginary world that she lives in. And She really does get me. She gets me good, and she puts me on the spot. Apparently, I have a thing for bottom love. I don't know what that means, but she texted a lot of people yesterday, and I got a lot of phone calls at nighttime. Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you were to give bottom love a definition, what would it be?
Stop saying it. It just sounds weird.
Like what?
I don't think bottom love sounds any weirder than talking about somebody's pissing hot.
I don't even know what that is. Apparently we have one in the backyard. I don't know.
I don't think fishing hut is in the backyard, honey. I think the fishing hut is right up front where it should be.
Okay. Oh, God, you guys are foul. Like,
yes.
Seriously.
Yes, we are.
You're the one that brought up bottom love, sweetheart.
Oh, God. Well, I don't want nothing to do with it.
You don't want anything to do with bottom love?
Or the fish head. I don't want anything to do with any of it. I'm just a simple woman.
How does Nathan feel about bottom love?
He has no comment. He's just laughing and shaking his head.
Specifically, Air, how does Nathan feel about your bottom love?
Oh, my gosh. Yo. I don't know, Nathan. How do you feel?
Call in, Brian.
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand? Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
You gotta be kidding me, Joker.
Wow. He is really wound tight tonight, Air. I'm sorry about that.
That's quite all right.
How does Zach feel about bottom love? I want to know how Zach feels about it.
I want you to start living as a gay woman. And I want you to start having a gay relationship. You're going to smoke dope and have a good time.
I love smoking dope.
All right, man. I'm going to let you guys go.
All right, but you're going to miss Mikey Sales is going to sing Jay and Silent Bob Smoking Dope Rolling Spleef. Thank you very much, Air.
All right, good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Take care.
Keep coming back.
Mikey Sales.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Oh, absolutely. What are you kidding me? Of course. I would love it if you told me a secret. I was just saying to myself, I hope Mikey Sales reveals something secret on tonight's episode.
Well, the real secret is whenever your woman is asking for flowers, man, you go and buy a rose.
Here we go.
They did not like that joke.
Quick, you just go and buy a rosary and then you give her the little flower.
What a dope. What a maroon.
I don't think Bugs has any respect for you, Mikey.
Yeah, and I think Bugs likes spoofing e-tails, buddy, so I don't have that much respect for him.
Hey,
Attorney Josh, with just a few minutes left in the show, can you tell us if we violated any federal communication standards?
We didn't mention our sponsors.
What was that, Attorney Josh?
We didn't mention.
Oh, he went. Okay, sorry about that. Mikey Sales, anything last to let us know about? Anything final? Any
says,
final
don't
words,
mess
anything?
With new girls.
If my sponsor
should
says don't mess with new girls, what?
Should we mention who sponsors the show? I mean, that's kind of.
Go ahead, Corey.
All right. Love After Midnight, as well as Spiritual Saturday
Hello,
Radio.
Corey.
You.
Hello, Corey.
Is sponsored by Geese. They
Hello,
are a lot
Corey.
Like addicts in the sense that they swarm the park.
Love
they are
After Midnight.
Hacks
with
alone,
Hello, Corey.
Kind of annoying and like to pick shit up off the ground.
Hello, Zachary,
so,
my angel.
I swear to God, if Desiree was a real woman, I would drown her.
I'm committed to Zach forever.
Oh, God, her voice is fucking...
I met Zach on bitch. Better buy me at burger.com.
Yeah, probably because you... I don't like her.
You don't like her?
Probably because I love her. No, I don't.
Wait a second. I think we have a caller. Caller, go ahead. Aw, what a shame. That call dropped, too. Terrence, did you get to say anything about Ebonics, or did we just kill your whole spot?
You
None
fucking ran that
second.
Shit over like it was fucking roadkill.
Ran that thing over. That's a shame.
None of us finished our second.
I never let anybody finish. Now, the other producer...
It's all right. We're also sponsored by... there you go. We're also sponsored by whales who work in the blubbermint. Which is a stupid joke I came up with.
I didn't hang up on him. I just muted him for a little bit. All right, now he's back on.
Where am
Mikey
I?
Mikey Sales, did you call back in, buddy? Mikey Sales? Caller, go ahead.
Oh, God, there's hundreds of them.
Okay, that takes care of that. I don't know if I did that or he did that, but Corey just left the show. We've only got 11 seconds left. Terrence, sign us off, buddy.
All right, we are we're going to take this out, and please, for the love of God, do not take anything that we say seriously. I hope you all have a good night, and don't shoot dope, cuz.
Don't shoot dope, cuz.
I love shooting dope.
Good night, everybody.